Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, welcome back to the show. We continue on. University of Miami women's basketball team will be in the NCAA tournament. They are a 9 seed. They are headed to Bloomington, Indiana. If I could speak here, things would be really good. They're going to face 8th seeded Oklahoma State. And so another great job by Katie Meyer this season. Enters the tournament 19-12, went 11-7 in ACC play. So a great job by Katie Meyer. Debbie Antonelli, one of the great national basketball analysts for ESPN, CBS, Fox. Interesting to have Debbie on the show here tonight because we wanted to talk about the University of Miami women's team and the women's tournament, except Debbie's also doing the men's game on Friday. So good evening, Debbie. How are you?
That's right. I can't wait. Well, lucky am I. I've had both these teams a couple of times, so that helps with my prep going into the tournament. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, our pleasure. Let me just ask you about the men's game first, and then we'll get into all of the everything about the women's tournament. But you have the men's game. It's a 5-12 matchup. Miami regular season ACC champ. Break the Missouri Valley tournament while the Missouri Valley champion. How do you see that matchup?
Well, first of all, I mean, Miami's guard play is so good and has been very balanced in three-level scores all season. You know, if Norchad Omir is playing, and we hope that he is, that gives Miami a significant advantage in their speed of play and their style of play. But let me tell you, Drake's an older team. They have an average age of 23.4. They've got a couple of 25-year-olds, a 24 and a 23 on this roster. These are older guys. They've played in a system that shoots the three. They move the ball. They're very well coached and very well prepared. The Valley is a terrific basketball league. So they've won 27 games this season, 15 in their league, and winners of their conference tournament. I see this being a really fun matchup for the fans, but I think Miami's got too much speed for them.
I think we're playing a G League team.
It sounds because, like it, doesn't it, based on the age. This is I think there's 5 NBA teams that are younger than this team.
Yeah. Miami's athleticism, there's Miami's speed. You think that is the big advantage for Miami?
I do, especially if Norchad is playing, because of the way he can defend ball screen action and the way they turn teams over. I think this Miami guard play is a lot to keep in front. They're playing well. They're playing at a high level, with Isaiah Wong being the ACC Player of the Year, an award that he definitely deserves. They shoot the ball well. Jordan Miller, to me, is always impressive because he doesn't do anything too flashy, and he's so solid. And then Nigel Pack, never played in the NCAA tournament before, so we know he'll be ready.
Okay, Katie Meyer takes her team back to the NCAA tournament, back-to-back years. And I always tell people what Katie Meyer has accomplished here has been incredible because she has built a program brick by brick, and she's built it in her own way.
Well, there's no question she's a legend, and she's the all-time winningest coach. She's one of the best coaches in the history of the ACC, certainly the best at Miami on the women's side. And, you know, she's been around the ACC for not quite as long as me, but almost. We played against each other in college, but she's got another team that is very good defensively. They turn teams over. They're playing against an Oklahoma State team that led the Big 12 in turnovers. That plays exactly into Miami's game plan in terms of pace and speed and the multiple looks that they can bring defensively with their great guards.
Yeah, Miami and Katie plays to a certain style that I think if you're in the ACC, if you're in Miami, you got to figure out, well, how to be successful. And she's found the right style, which has carried her very well into the postseason year after year.
Well, and Lola Pendande is a big piece of that because she's long and athletic. She can run and she rebounds and she's a very good screener. She can score on a one-on-one on the block. Those are really important factors when you go four out, one in. And then Destiny Harden is such an important piece because she's so athletic. She's tough. She wants to make the big shots. And then you've got two trained competitors in the Cavender twins who have really elevated their play over the course of the season. And, you know, those are two kids that came to Miami to get a chance to play in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, they're going to be ready.
I ask this to everybody. Have you seen anybody ever shoot free throws better than Haley Cavender?
No, I haven't. And I think, you know, part of that is that by design, her getting to the free throw line, looking to get in the paint and scoring in their transition game. I think she's a tremendous shooter all the way around. You got to be a really good shooter to be a good free throw shooter.
She just has beautiful form. Okay, Oklahoma State, you mentioned they turn the ball over. What problems can they present to Miami?
Well, they've got some size on the perimeter. You know, Miami plays a little bit small on the outside, but they make up for it with their quickness and their speed. And I think that's going to be the issue. You know, there are some athletic teams, but Miami is supremely athletic. They have elite level speed in the backcourt, and that's a problem for every team they go against. So I think Coach Meyer will be able to put in a defensive game plan involving some three-quarter and full-court pressure, and the way they guard ball screen action will be really important in this one as well. If they can rebound, they'll be able to play with the speed that will get them a W.
The winner likely gets Indiana. Indiana's the number one seed. The number one seed never loses in this tournament in the first round. Indiana, should Miami face Indiana, what would they be staring at?
Well, you're dealing with a team that has taken a step closer every year in the NCAA tournament. They've got great balance. Mackenzie Holmes is their post player on the inside. Most likely she'll be one of the top 10 All-Americans. And they got excellent guard play, but they move the ball, they share it. They'll get Miami in rotation, but Miami's going to have to use that great speed and recovery on the defensive end because of the way Indiana moves the ball. They're not a quick shooting team, and they're a team that's tough to speed up. That will be the challenge for Miami, is trying to turn them over to get more possession so they can, you know, so they can try to win on the road. That'll be a tough challenge, though, no question about it.
Yeah. In the women's basketball tournament, the number one seeds have won 31 of 40 championships in 10 straights. Is that good? I mean, I know the number is good, but is it good for the sport? How do I interpret that?
Well, I think we always get to this time of year and we start talking about parity, and I think it becomes a cliche until we start seeing some new faces pop up on the one and two line. And we have seen that this year. And that's a good thing, that there are some new teams. Indiana as a one, Iowa as a two, Virginia Tech as a one. That's good for the game, because what you're having is Indiana won the regular season, lost their conference tournament, but they're still a one. Iowa wins their conference tournament, they're a two. Virginia Tech's a three seed in the ACC tournament and is a one seed in the NCAA tournament after winning the ACC tournament. I think that speaks right there to some of the metrics that are involved in evaluating these teams. And I always say the product is the narrative, because I do think the product has gotten better. So I think it's unfair in the women's game. We don't have 68 good teams to have the ones and the 16s play, so I would love to see a format change one day that involves giving those teams in the 15s and 16s, even the 14s, a chance to maybe have a postseason experience where they can win.
Yeah, play against each other, and then if they advance through, then maybe they become the Cinderella. Maybe that's what's missing. How good is Caitlin Clark?
Caitlin Clark is the National Player of the Year by many accounts. We've never seen anybody like her. No one has done what she has done in the women's game. Last year, she led the nation in scoring and was first in assists. We've never had a player do that. This year, she's second in the nation in scoring at 27 points a game, and she's 8.3 assists, which leads the nation. Iowa has the highest scoring team in the country, 87 points a game. They're the only team that shoots over 50% from the floor, and they lead the nation in assists as a team. So this is a high-powered offense on the same side of the bracket as South Carolina, which makes it really interesting should they meet, because South Carolina might have one of the best defenses we've ever seen in the tournament.
Now, I was going to say now, can anybody knock off South Carolina, or they are the odds-on favorite?
I think right now the conversation sort of lends itself to South Carolina versus the rest of the field, but I do think that there are certain styles of play that could be interesting. South Carolina hasn't played anybody like Iowa. There's nobody in the SEC that scores like Iowa. There's nobody that scores like Iowa anywhere this year. But I think that would be a really interesting matchup to see if South Carolina's length and depth on the defensive end could affect the high-powered offense of Iowa that really passes it and shoots it from all five positions.
And there has been great drama. That's what these tournaments give you. There has been great drama in the women's basketball tournament, especially in the Final Four. And this year, the women's basketball tournament will be, the Final Four will be on ABC. So I think that's a really nice step forward.
I think it's great. The ratings are better this year. Attendance is better, and all the metrics are trending in the right direction. And it's about time. You know, our product has been good for a long time, and I'm glad to see some of those numbers reflect it. Now let's hope people will get out there and start selling our game so that we can even take it to another level.
Yeah, you're probably, I guess, Katie and I have talked about this for a while. You're still on campus, right, for the first two rounds of the tournament because you will get great crowds on campus. But I think they're getting closer to maybe getting to regional sites like the men. Would that be right?
Well, you know, for me, I mean, I'll just tell you quite honestly, I'm hoping one day we have one site for the Sweet 16, very similar to what happened in San Antonio during the COVID bubble year for the women. I'm okay with first and second round at home because we do get good crowds. And just like the pros, you know, you get a home court advantage for winning. I'm okay with that. But I would like to see one destination city one day. I think it'd be a great galvanizing point for our game. We have gone from four regionals to two, which is in some people's mind, would be an improvement or a change. And we're going to evaluate that and see how that goes. But I think trying to make it more accessible for the fans as our product continues to maintain an increased trend is what's important for helping our game grow.
Right. All right. Well, we'll see you Well, I guess we'll see you tomorrow or Thursday in Albany if we can all get there with this snowstorm. At any rate, I'm sure we'll see you Friday night before Miami takes on Drake. One way or the other, we're all getting there.
We're going to get there, and I look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Okay, Debbie, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, that's Debbie Antonelli joining us here on the Hurricane Hotline. When we come back, Katie Meyer will be with us, and we'll talk with the coach about her season and about getting to the NCAA tournament. So stay with us as the Hurricane Hotline continues right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.